Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:54 at 580 CFRA, Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us, getting ready for his Sunday house call, 4 to 5 on CFRA. And we have a few things to go over this morning, Doctor, in terms of mini strokes, that we've got to learn to recognize the symptoms of mini strokes.
That's right. This was an interesting study done at the University of Oxford in England and published in the June issue of the journal Stroke. And it was a very simple question they were asking. This was a large study of heart attack, stroke, and other acute events due to blocked blood vessels. And the question they were asking are, do people recognize the signs and symptoms of stroke? And do they also act on this quickly enough to be able to prevent any further damage from mini strokes, or what we call transient ischemic attacks, or TIAs? The importance of this is obviously the earlier you seek help for these conditions, the more likely you are to prevent a major catastrophe, a serious stroke that results in any permanent damage. And so the symptoms that they were looking for people to recognize were weakness or inability to move parts of your body, tingling in the hands or face or legs, visual disturbances, difficulty speaking or understanding others. Some people, you would speak to them, they'd understand you, but when they would talk, it would be gibberish. Or dizziness and fainting. Now, each of these individually doesn't necessarily mean that there's a stroke, but the more of them that you have together, the more likelihood there is that you're having either the beginnings of a major stroke or a transient ischemic attack where you have symptoms of a stroke that then disappear within 24 hours afterwards. So they looked at a series of 1,000 people consecutively who presented with TIAs or stroke patients, and they found that all in all, 30% of the people who had either minor changes, TIAs, or a more minor stroke, 30% hadn't sought treatment before having their second stroke. And so that is a serious number of people where you can end up having, again, a tremendous burden with the result of the disease that happens afterwards. It had nothing to do with a person's socioeconomic status, their age, whether they were male or female. It was the incorrect recognition of symptoms that was associated with delays in treatment. So again, it's weakness, inability to move all or part of your body on one side, feelings of numbness or tingling on one side, visual disturbances, trouble speaking and understanding others, and dizziness and fainting. Those are the symptoms. If you're having that, seek attention immediately. Don't wait to see if they disappear.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.